This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is The Morning Shift. The Ann got a little southern there on me. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Bill. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. She is First Lady of Atlanta Baseball, the Queen of Improv, Miss Allie Mack. And back there we have our resident Eagles fan, Mr. Dylan Dylan Matthews, in the house. And, boy, there is no shortage of news in Atlanta sports this week. I'm used to the, like, always talk about it like when the season ends for the Falcons. It's kind of like it's a seasonal depression because you're kind of moving out of having a lot of stuff to do. And you go into this, you know, what do I do with my time?
Mm-hmm.
And that has not hit yet because there's press conferences aplenty right now.
Yeah, you're so spot on. And this is one of the reasons I asked Dylan yesterday about Quinn Snyder, because when I was thinking about yesterday's show and we're having all these conversations about head coach of the Atlanta Falcons,
yeah,
it hit me that Quinn Snyder is, and I don't want to discredit any tier of sport in the city, but I was like, Quinn Snyder of the major four sports in town, he's the longest tenured head coach somehow, which is mind-boggling at this point because he's been around, 2 years? maybe a little bit longer. I'm going, how is Quinn Snyder suddenly, of the four major sports, the longest tenured head guy? So you're right. There's like this non-shortage of just topics and turnover when it comes to this city right now.
I have had to intentionally put my phone down because I keep refreshing for more information, looking, because every time I pick it up, there's something new going on because it's just a flood of information. So let's get to it. Here are the headlines since we last got to hang out. Former Falcons head coach Raheem Morris has a few head coaching interviews next week, meeting with the Cardinals, Giants, Titans, Georgia Bulldogs, cornerback Dalen Everett, defensive lineman Kristen Miller, linebacker CJ Allen, and wide receiver Zachariah Branch. They have all declared for the NFL draft. Today, Arthur Blank will be holding a press conference at 11:20 to address all the changes within the Falcons organization. Of course, you can hear it live right here on 92.9 The Game. We'll dig into this a bit more at 6:20. But right now, of course, we got to talk about the Hawks. They beat the Pelicans last night, 117-100. They're going to play again tomorrow against the Nuggets. That's really taking a backseat, though, to the Trae Young news. Trae is no longer a Hawk. He's been traded to the Wizards for CJ McCollum and Corey Kispert. Go ahead, get your calls in now, 404-726-0929. We want to hear from you. And here is Zachary Richechet saying the locker room was emotional when Trae spoke.
It was deep. Yeah, it was a lot of emotions I feel from both parts. And yeah, just like us players, we know, and he let us know that he was always going to be there for us. And it was like, no matter what, he was going to be happy to see us succeed and just see us playing. And that's how we feel about him too, you know. It was deep.
Yeah, it's been, I did this yesterday a little bit, and I'll go ahead and do it again. You just have to give credit to Trae, all right, that things ended this way, as amicably as possible, mm-hmm. between the two sides. I know that the trade was kind of broke by Shams during the fourth quarter. You heard the conversation with Richechet speaking to the team afterwards, and there was a video that came out of Trae doing the 3-point shot from the bench, like he always does, and kind of giving the peace sign. Like, I'm out of here. Last time I'll do that. So, I mean, you can break the trade down a bunch of different ways, and I'm sure we will throughout the show, but that was my overall takeaway, is it's a sad ending. It's a necessary ending, but it's going to feel weird not seeing Trae Young in a Hawks uniform after all these years.
Yeah, that's going to be weird. I'm not sure when we're going to see him in a Wizards uniform, to be honest, based on some of the things you're reading, they could shut him down if they wanted for the rest of the year. Kind of like there was another deal that happened last year the same way. I don't know. Like, Zeno tweeted that it feels like they didn't get enough. And I would say, well, what is his trade value? He's got a player opt-in, which I actually 100% feel he was going to opt in, because I think he that's a guaranteed, what, like $50, $60 million?
Yeah.
I think you're opting in on that, but it begs the question, and I've asked this before, do we think more of Trae Young in this city than the rest of the league does? And you have to look at the reminders around the league. Never makes the All-Star team unless it's a replacement. I think he's made it once when it wasn't. Never is asked to be on the Olympic team. What is Trae Young viewed in the rest of the league? And I understand that there's some people that are happy. There's some people that are like, well, you know, you didn't build around him. Well, it's not like they didn't try. And don't call me about the DeJounte Murray trade and say that was dumb. Trae signed off on that. Trae wanted that. Trae literally went out there and met with DeJounte and Hawks brass for that trade to happen. So don't tell me Trae didn't want that. And that whole trade was so Trae didn't get isolated, alone, and taken out of ball games like he did in the Miami series. So
and just, I'm sorry, real quick, Bo, and you lost the GM, a very good GM, who Trae is oddly enough now reunited with in Travis Schlenk. You lost him because he didn't want to do that trade, and Trae did, and they picked Trae over Travis, essentially.
Yeah, and Trae, and I know that Trae and Travis have a decent relationship, but still – that's the fact. Travis is actually in Washington right now as a special advisor, which I know you know. But it felt like you had hit the point where you had to do this. Some portion of our fan base were not ready to move on. It just felt like it had to happen, You know, I don't know. I didn't ever see it happening here. I don't ever see long-term sustainability. You had 2021, and that feels like it was 50 years ago.
I think that it would be fair to say for me that I am both a fan of the trade because of the timing, but also understanding that if this is a trade you make a year ago, that the value is probably different for Trae Young. The game, and Dylan, you chime in on this. The game has changed so much over the last couple of years that Trae Young, what he was or what we thought he could be 2, 3, 4 years ago, is completely different now. And he's had some regression. You know, he's been an average three-point shooter. He's not quite as explosive as he was probably 3 years ago. But also, the NBA has completely pivoted away from, it feels like to me, smaller point guards that don't play defense. Like, that is just something I don't think a lot of people are coveting right now.
It's crazy because the NBA started out as a big man's game. Then we saw Steph Curry kind of change the game. And for him, obviously he came in, but he's been able to become like a pesky defender. He's still not great, but he's still, you know, he's holds his own. And that kind of opened the door for the Trae Youngs of the world. Now it's kind of turned into a big man's game again, where you're seeing – bigger guards like a Stephon Castle, a Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and you're relying on bigger, more versatile players now, like a Cooper Flagg and Chet Holmgren's and the Wembys of the world. So it's kind of turned back into a big man's game again. And like you said, just guards of Trae Young's stature who can't play defense, and if you're just going to be an average 3-point shooter, it's not a lot of room for you, and there's not going to be a lot of value. And I hate to say it this way, but the Trae Young's game isn't changing at this point. The gist on Trae Young isn't changing. Trae Young can't really necessarily change his narrative at this point. That's why when you saw reports, and again, I don't know how necessarily true these were, but he had interest in the Celtics and the Lakers and the Timberwolves and those teams and the Kings, and those teams just reportedly just didn't want him because, again, we've seen what Trae Young can do around other star players, and it's not good as far as what we've seen so far.
Yeah. How do you like the guys that are coming into the Hawks, CJ McCollum and Corey Kispert, regardless if it's enough for Trae? How do you feel they'll fit into the organization?
Well McCollum's he's a hybrid guard, right? I mean, he's not a 10 assist a night guy. I think his career he averages like 3.5-4 assists a game. But he's a veteran player that's kind of a, you know, kind of, he's just a guy that knows the league and knows how to get things done. And Kispert is, he's actually the type of player that Dylan's talking about, except for the defense.
Right.
But he's a 6'7 wing player, big guy, who is an elite 3-point shooter. And he can literally, he's a quick release guy that can shoot it in a tight space. So scoring wise, you actually improve in from 3-point land and the bigger body guy that can take a contested shot. McCollum's defense, I will yield to Dylan on to talk about that. but I'll say this. I'm not going to say you exponentially got better defensively, but you also didn't get worse.
Addition by subtraction?
I think that's the best way to say it. I think maybe effort-wise, and I hate to put it that way because I don't want to say Trae Young didn't give effort on defense, but I think with CJ McCollum's stature and I think effort-wise, and again, him just being a little bit savvy veteran, he knows what he can and can't get away with on defense. So he's he's mid on defense, I'll say that. But I will categorize him as a reliable bucket getter. Like if you need somebody who go get you a bucket, and he's not,
yeah.
I don't want to make any mistake about it. He's not the guy who was his running mate next to Damian Lillard when they were making Western Conference Finals out there in Portland and things like that. But he's still that guy who can get you a reliable 18 to 20 points a game. That's what he's been averaging over the past couple years here over there in Washington. And then Kispert, like you said, he's just a dead-eye three-point shooter. So I completely agree with both said. Offensively, I definitely think you upgraded by, you know, kind of a two-for-one type deal. Defensively, you more or less stayed the same.
Yeah, and I think the biggest takeaway for me is not so much Trae leaving or who's coming here, because I think the overall feeling I get coming away from this trade is it's TBD. Like, my feelings on it are TBD because of the cap room, because of the financial flexibility, because that you're reportedly looking to make other moves or want to make other moves this offseason, and you have the draft pick. Like, it's all TBD. It's exactly how I felt about the DeAndre Hunter move last year. It's like you moved on from DeAndre Hunter. Did that make you immediately better? No. But was it giving you more flexibility moving forward? Absolutely. And that's kind of where I sit with this. And it's crazy that we're talking about those two guys in the same breath right now being former Atlanta Hawks, you know, based on their draft status. But that's just kind of where we're at right now. Like, I want to see what happens in the coming months that make me feel better or worse about the situation you just led yourself into.
Well, we will be talking about this all throughout the show today. Also today, you can join Dukes and Bell for a special broadcast live from the opening day of the Atlanta Boat Show at the Georgia World Congress Center. They'll be broadcasting live from 2 to 6 as the largest and longest running boat show in the region gets underway. Coming up, we've only got a couple hours until this presser from Arthur Blank. What do we expect to hear? When will the roles be filled? We'll cover it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
It's Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. I mean, it feels like a month ago, but it was really just a few days ago that we found out that Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot were being released. There's been a ton of reports since then who we're going to interview. We're also talking about this president of football operations shop, who allegedly is going to get it, who we're interviewing. But today, we are finally going to hear from Arthur Blank at 11:20. You can hear it live right here on 92.9 The Game. Do the split screen thing at work today and pretend you're on a webinar or something and just listen in. That's what you can do.
Dude, you're a split screener. I've noticed yours a number of times. I'm like, I don't know how you do that. Screen's really busy over there.
Promise I'm only looking at one, but I just have different panels up. Yes.
Dude, she looks at two windows on there, and what I see when I look at her thing is like Tony Stark with like the moving everything with the hand. That's what I see when I look at her computer.
That's a compliment.
So yeah, double windows, I guess. Bo and I are going to be there today listening to Arthur give his spiel. I guess I don't know what to expect. You've been through these more than I have. I feel like the state of the franchise.
They can be painful.
Yeah,
And
in
I say
in
that,
what
I
way?
Say,
in what way?
Well, with normally the questions, and I say that with, and it's not a knock at Mr. Blank in any way, but I just think back to the one in 2014 when Mike Smith, well, it was technically the calendar year, I guess, January of 15, technically, when Mike Smith got fired. And Thomas is sitting, it's like Rich McKay, Arthur Blank, and Thomas Dimitroff, and Steak, Mike Bell, I think Zach Klein, like, all just kept, they all asked in one way, shape, or form until one of them finally just said, why are you sitting here and Mike Smith's not? And they pointed right at Thomas. And because Thomas came in as GM when Mike Smith came in, and they obviously gave Thomas two regimes. And, you know, look, everybody wants to, whatever you want to say about Thomas, he was the GM over the most successful reign in Atlanta, stretch in Falcons history. If you go from start to finish of his tenure.
I was going to say, I'm trying to think out loud how many of the Ring of Honor players he signed, or at least was here for. It's like half.
I mean, he didn't draft to Roddy, and right. Roddy's in, but he did draft Matt.
I was going to say that was a big part of Roddy's.
Yeah. I thought the one that I didn't get a chance to go to, but I watched and listened to, was excruciating, was the one in 23.
Yeah, a couple of years ago.
Or 24.
Yeah, it would have been.
It was after the 23 season.
Yeah, it would have been 24. You're right.
When they fired
Arthur
Smith.
It's crazy. It's 2026.
And Terry's not there. And I obviously had a couple of times. I got a couple of text messages and calls for my comments on that, because I was like, it's a bad look. Because it was. It was a terrible look to not have your GM there while you're firing the head coach, but saying that the GM is going to have say in the next head coach's hiring. And so the optics matter in this situation. So at times it's tough because, you know, I love this organization. I grew up a fan of this organization. And then I've gotten the privilege of being in and around it for the last, 16 years, 18-year radio career, right? As far as, you know, Falcons radio. Mm-hmm. And covered it by the entirety of that. So it sucks when I see missteps that I think are missteps, or have to hear that the organization ripped. I don't enjoy it, but I have to be at times critical. So that's why I've been very kind of like outspoken about, I think it should just be Arthur up there. And maybe Greg Beatles, but Arthur should be the main voice up there today.
Do you guys expect apples and oranges, but do you expect any players to be there showing support for the organization? Because when Walt Weiss was brought in for the Braves as the new manager, and I know that's an introduction, but we had, you know, Spencer Schwellenbach sitting there. We had a few players sitting there supporting him as he came in.
I would say no, just simply because of the location, right? If you were in Flowery Branch, it might be a completely different thing. You might have players coming around that are rehabbing or doing whatever else, but the fact that you're not even close to that, you know, given the circumstance, no. I don't expect, but I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
I would say no because of the nature of it.
Okay.
Everybody, other than Jake, everybody that was just sent, gave their pink slip essentially, brought the, and so I don't think they're going to be supportive showing up for. I'm not saying that they don't. That it's not a them versus Mr. Blank thing, but I think they're not going to show up for that. And in fact, I would tell you that the only way I think that they show up to the introductory one is if Jeff Ulbrich somehow becomes the head coach of this team, or a guy already on the staff. I think the Walt Weiss thing, that Walt's been on the staff and all those players have been around him, made that difference. Had they hired, I don't know, Mark DeRosa. Right, that was a name we heard thrown around. Or David Ross. I don't think the guys would have shown up.
Okay.
Yeah, the only person that I could see showing up to an actual coach's introductory would be Michael Penix. That's it. Like, that's the only, because I think that he realizes, you know, that there's still a lot of equity in him for this franchise, and that his kind of story with the Falcons will be told by really whoever this next head coach is. So that's the one person I could see doing it, unless, like Bo said, there's some kind of previous relationship between player and whatever coach it is. But, yeah, today completely different. And it, just to kind of go back on what he was talking about with Terry Fontenot not being at this 2 years ago, it was not only the fact that he wasn't there, the explanation was strange. Remember them talking about how he was up at Fiery Branch dealing with exit interviews and futures contracts?
Yeah, I don't want to get myself. Yeah, I remember because the media that did the exit interviews got to the press conference and
it was just weird. And you're like, dude, what are we talking about?
The worst part of that is because Arthur thought he was there at one point. He said, "Oh, he's in the back." And it's like, no, he's not. it was just a misstep, and like all organizations have them. And that was a bad one. So I think the optics are very important for this. That's why I've said over and over again, Beatles, I can see, but Arthur, and that's it. I don't like, and
I think I'd be surprised if it's not Beatles at this point.
I just think it's important that those are the two voices for the organization and moving until you hire a president. Now, had you already named a team president, then that person should be there. Like a president of football operations, then that person should be there. But if not, the actual CEO / president of the organization as a whole, which is Greg Beatles, should be there along with Arthur. And I don't think press conferences should be too long either. I think this thing should be 30 minutes and we're done. What are you going to say in 30 minutes or in an hour that you couldn't have said in 30 minutes? And if you've
the more you say, the more trouble you can get yourself in. Well, because we've seen that with this franchise.
It sure as hell happens with myself. So, I mean, I don't know why it would happen with anybody else.
Happened with Kirk Cousins too.
What are you going to say in an hour, an hour and a half that you couldn't have said, or what are you going to ask as a person asking questions?
I think one of the things we're expecting to kind of hear from Arthur today is the timeline of the roles being filled that are open right now within the Falcons organization. In an ideal world, what would you want that timeline to be?
I don't necessarily want there to be a timeline. I know there is. I know that's you're right. You're spot on. That's going to be a question. But I think to give it a timeline would almost lend itself to possibly disqualifying people that might be good for these jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So however long, my answer would be I want it to be however long it takes to get the right person, you know? But I know that that's probably not the answer he's looking for, and it's not the answer that the people that are going to be in attendance, they actually want to hear. But that's how I feel about it. If it takes a month to get a Super Bowl-bound coordinator, then that's how long I want it to take.
Yeah, I mean, I think ideally it's president, GM, coach.
Yeah.
So that whoever's picking the players can have a good relationship with the coach, and the coach is going to have a say in the players as well. But the president is very important. I think John Harbaugh screwed that up for most people because now most people are wanting to get the cart before the horse, right? Or whatever that saying is, horse before the cart, whatever. I don't know.
Cart before the horse.
Yeah, I did it right then.
Huh? Yeah, you did.
There you go.
You got it.
It sounded too easy, so I was like, there's no way I got it right. but to me, you should have the president first because it's his vision. Why are you hiring a president of football operations if it's not his vision? And I had guys that hit me up and say, well, what if Harbaugh wants to be the GM and the coach? And I would say, okay, hear me out for a second. Why is he going to do better here than he did in Baltimore doing something he's never done before? And I'm not saying he didn't have a say in who get the guys that were picked, but he wasn't the GM. And what made Baltimore great and Harbaugh good there for 18 years is he picked the coordinators that fit the players. And he managed it all as he managed the coordinators and the players and was a air quote. I hate the phrase now because it's like man cave, but it's like leader of men. Because this has became too like ridiculous, but that's what he did. And guess what? When it didn't work, was the last few years because Monken apparently couldn't get around with Lamar and Zach Orr couldn't get his ish right the first 6 or 7 games every year of the last 2 seasons defensively. With immense talent on the roster.
Yeah. And I would even make the argument that it's not that it didn't work. I mean, you look at the Mark Andrews drop, and you look at the missed field goal, and it's like this team's a couple plays away from making much deeper runs. Mm-hmm. It has been weird, the conversation around John Harbaugh in this town over the last 24 hours, because I'm hesitant to even say that I would want John Harbaugh. We talked about this yesterday. I want a young, offensive-minded head coach that is going to be here for the long run, that we are not going to have to see the ups and the downs and the coordinator leave and this, that, and the other. And so I was hesitant about John Harbaugh. The biggest thing with the John Harbaugh situation for me is backfilling the Baltimore position, because then I become worried that whoever we would have wanted to get in that role would rather go to Baltimore. Mm-hmm. And so I think that whoever you want to identify as your leading candidate right now, you need to, like, we need to get this nailed down behind the scenes and get it knocked out, because I don't want anybody else sniffing around.
Remember, I think that's why you obviously have to jump on these interviews when they're available, but that's why when people are like, well, who's interviewing these guys? Dude, like, it's not that, why are we interviewing guys without a team president? Well, I think in a perfect world, they would want a team president to be a part of those, but that's probably not the world. So don't think that, they're not going to have a whole, the notes that they're going to take in these interviews with a guy like Kubiak, and also give Kubiak the vision, or whoever else, maybe Vance Joseph or whatever, they're going to have the vision of what the organization structure is going to look like, and that. And it's just funny to me, because I have heard from certain people in this town about, like, media members, about how they were frustrated that Arthur Smith was named the coach before Terry Fontenot was given the GM job. And they are absolutely backtracking on it now, because they want a Kubiak or a Harbaugh, because it fits what they want, and they get lost. And now it's not a big deal. But because before it was, and it just drives me nuts. I am a fan of getting the president and then letting a football op, and then letting these two pieces, because the reality of the situation is that job picks the vision of the team. And I think we've looked at it in the years past where the GM did. And now it's that job. And that is the vision, and that is the guy leading the organization.
Well, and I hope people are taking notes when they are in these interviews, because I've been doing so much research on this stuff. And obviously, there's a lot that goes into making this decision. These interviews last 3 to 5, sometimes 8 hours. Insane.
I don't even know how do you put together your plan for these interviews if you're one of these coordinators. It's like, dude, yeah, I've been coaching, but I guess I should just keep a file in the back for, like, when I go to a 5-hour interview.
Yeah.
Like, no. That's crazy.
5 hours. Coming up, we've got college football playoff semifinals starting tonight, and Ty Simpson is skipping his senior year. We'll get into that. We've got my Mac drop. Do you guys know what day it is?
Oh, no.
Do you know what day it is?
Today, I do. Today is the day that I start my defense of my title.
You do. You do. It is
my championship.
The first round of Throwback Thursday trivia for 2026. The theme is, whose sideline is it anyway? That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan at 6:44. And Ty Simpson is passing up his senior year of college and turning pro. He's headed to the NFL and is projected to be among the first quarterbacks selected in this year's NFL draft.
I think it was shocking for a lot of Bama fans, including myself, to hear his dad say, talk to every GM or every team, and none of them said that he would fall to the second round. I don't even know what to make of that. I mean, he's got one starting season under his belt. He fell off towards the end of the year. There was definitely some injuries. I think he's probably smart to capitalize on how thin the quarterback class is this year, but he almost kind of fits in that, man, I hope he doesn't Mitchell Trubisky or that kind of conversation, because that's the guys with limited starts before they get to the NFL. Mitchell Trubisky was smart, goes first round, but then it's like, man, I don't know what to expect of his career.
Yeah, I also think he spent 2 years under a Saban coach. In an atmosphere, right? Maybe 3 years. I know that he had a red shirt year, but I don't know what his eligibility was. I don't know if he was a true junior or not. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The reality of the situation is that I honestly thought at one point in time he was the best quarterback in college football the way he was playing.
Yeah.
He was a product of being on a team with an offensive coordinator who was allergic to not only running the football but drawing up. Or coming up with a marriage of the run game and the pass game, as someone I know that tells me uses that word a lot, to be worth a damn. If I was Caleb DeBoer right now, I'd fire Ryan Grubb and maybe the offensive line coach, because yeah. Ty Simpson was not given a chance this year as far as being a quarterback that could lean on a run game and drop back and throw it 25 times a game. He was either asked to throw it 50 times a game with seemingly limited protection, or make something happen with his feet. And it just he's very good with his feet. I think he projects well. I don't know 100% about his arm strength, but it seemed like to me
yeah. He
could make every throw on the field. Go back to the throw he made against Auburn in the back line. Go back to some of the throws he made against Georgia just during the season as a whole.
I had one against Mizzou.
I would be real with you if he did fall to the second round, and I was a new regime in this city, and I didn't know about Michael, what I thought about Michael Penix, I would bring him in and say let him go at it.
Yeah,
because he would fit a Kubiak style system.
Yeah, I did multiple pods yesterday, and one of the questions I got was what's the best case scenario for Ty Simpson. And I hate to say it because of what you just said, but the best case scenario for him, what's the pick we got going to the Rams? 13? Best case scenario for him is going to the Rams at 13.
Sitting a year.
And sitting a year behind Matthew Stafford while he kind of decides what his future is.
Dude, if
Matthew. That is a perfect situation for him.
But if Matthew Stafford's back, and I mean to cut you off, if Matthew Stafford's back holds up for the next 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
He could play for 2 or 3 more years.
No doubt.
He could play till he's 40.
No doubt.
Because he looks amazing.
I just, for me, Matt Stafford, when it comes to him, and I just think he's going to have to make a decision at some point whether or not he wants to. I think it's, you know, it's evident that he can. I just don't know how long he wants to. But, yeah, I'm with you. I think he projects well. I think at times this year he did make all the throws, and at times he didn't. And I look at – I mean, look, it's a lot like the Seahawks were 2 years ago where Geno Smith was throwing for a lot of touchdowns. They couldn't run the ball, and they weren't very good in the end. And then he starts falling off and throwing interceptions, and it's like, all right, let's get rid of Geno Smith. That's kind of how things ended up for Ty Simpson this year. So frustrating end to his career at Alabama for me.
Crazy, same offensive coordinator.
I also can't help but look at the situation surrounding quarterbacks right now, and if the next person in line in your quarterback stable is not – progressing forward, then they're gone. And so I think there is some talent behind him in Alabama that I'm interested to see how they go about that.
Well, the college football playoff semifinals kick off tonight, the Verbo Fiesta Bowl. It is Ole Miss facing Miami at 7:30.
Yeah, I'm excited for the VRBO.
I wondered if you were going to do it.
And the question for me is, can Ole Miss block Miami up front? That is the question. That's how Miami's won both playoff games. It's how they beat Notre Dame early in the year. It's how they beat Florida. It's how they've won most of their games. They're really good up front. I even told the Miami fan that we saw a couple weeks ago before the playoff games started that that was to me where they would win. Their offense, Miami's offense, has not been impressive at all.
At all.
They've won defensively with scoring as few points. In fact, they've scored points defensively. Now, that said, it didn't feel like Ole Miss could block Georgia, and it didn't matter in the second half because Trinidad Chambliss took over. So that's the thing for me. Can Ole Miss do it? And it's weird you're talking about this, but can an SEC team do enough in the trenches against a really good team in the trenches on both sides of the football?
Yeah, I think that I have a weird small thing I'll be paying attention to in this game, which is going to sound crazy. All right, but Trinidad Chambliss, is he able to escape the pocket through the A-gaps? Or is he escaping around the edge? Because I have a feeling like Miami going into this game is going to try to make it impossible for him to escape left and right. And that could open up the middle of that pass rush for him to get north and south. Now, I don't know, based on what I've seen from Trinidad Chambliss, will he have the understanding to go north when he drops back in the pocket? And I think if he does and he starts getting yards that way, all of a sudden that interior of Miami starts going, oh crap, like this ain't good.
And what kind of coverage do they say? Are they cocky enough to say we're gonna man up and get home? Yeah. You know, or are they, you know, or and send maybe a fifth guy, or which would they would do, or are they going to try to get home with four and sit back and play in zone in muddy waters for him?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, each Wednesday night, you can join Damian Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. We've had a lot of news about NFL coaches, haven't we?
Yes.
A lot of firings, a lot of interviews, a lot of things going on.
All negative news.
All negative news. So today's theme for Throwback Thursday trivia is, whose sideline is it anyway? It is all okay. NFL coach related. Right. Now, this is the first round for 2026, so it's a clean slate here.
Are we upping the difficulty level? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No, it's just
okay, I'm just
year.
Making sure. Like, I didn't feel like you're like, it's level two.
I'm just going to say, you should listen to all the clues when it comes to these.
Would you be allowed to make it to the second level of the video games? Because you lost last year.
He had to find a way to bring it up.
Won by two questions. Won the whole year by two questions, and he's talking trash.
And never apologize for a win.
Right.
As always, your name is your buzzer, and Dylan will play referee to help me hear who says their name first. Here we go. Which legendary head coach never smiled on the sideline but has 9 Super Bowl appearances?
Mike Bo.
No. Dylan, I have
Mike,
no clue.
Mike got his full name out first, so it's Mike. Okay.
Bill Belichick.
Yes, that is correct. Which NFL coach can you spot in Applebee's commercials endorsing?
Bo.
The
Don't. I was going to say stop.
I know.
The what?
It won't help you anyway.
Oh, you know this.
It won't help you anyway.
I don't know. I'm going to say Andy Reid.
No.
Mike, you got to know
finish,
this, too.
Will you finish the question?
Which NFL coach can you spot in Applebee's commercials endorsing the ultimate trio?
Mike, I'm going to say Jim Harbaugh.
No.
Ah,
Dylan,
I don't know.
Tell them.
Come on, fellas. It's Dan Campbell.
Yeah, it
he
is.
Doesn't just bite knees. He bites boneless wings.
No such thing as a boneless
wing. I'm so proud of you, Dylan.
Okay.
But that's a good pull.
All right.
Nice work.
Mike is in the lead. 1-0. Which two-time Super Bowl winner also shares a nickname with Jim from The Office? You can blame my husband for this one.
I don't know, dude.
No?
It's a coach, right?
It's a coach. They're,
they're all coaches.
They're all coaches.
Two-time Super Bowl winner?
Yeah. Do you want to know what the nickname is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tuna.
Mike.
Whoa. Whoa.
Mike.
Mike.
Bill Parcells?
That's correct.
Man.
I couldn't remember.
I would have
nickname.
Never guessed that without the nickname. Like 0% chance.
Okay. Which team has had the least head coaches in
Mike.
The Super
Pittsburgh Steelers.
That is correct. It is 3-0. Mike is in the lead. All right. Which head coach chews gum? Non.
Pete Carroll.
That is correct. That is correct. He says it helps him focus.
I was just going
to let her finish the question.
Yeah.
It is 4-0. About how many head coaches have there been in the NFL? I'll take it if you're within 50.
Mike. 1,500.
No.
Bo. Yeah. 397.
No. It is 537.
Ah, that really doesn't seem like that much.
No?
I mean, there's eight openings a year.
There haven't always been 32 teams. There haven't always been.
Yeah, but dude, that's a.
We used to give coaches 500? More than a season or two before we decided that we were going to fire them.
That's true.
Who is the all-time winningest head coach?
It is Don Shula.
That is correct.
Wow.
4-1.
I was not going to say Don Shula.
Mike is in the lead. Which NFL coach is credited with helping Travis Kelce?
Mike. Andy Reid.
That is correct. Meet Taylor Swift. Okay. Who is the longest tenured current? I wanted to make sure.
Did not know that was going to be the question.
That was the second part of that question. Bo.
It's Mike Tomlin.
That is correct.
Oh, I didn't even hear it. What was it?
Longest tenured coach.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yes, current longest tenured. It is 5-2. Which two NFL coaches have faced each other the most? One is current. One isn't current, but will be.
Bo.
Mike?
Bo.
It's John Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin.
That is correct. Do you know how many times?
I want to say, let's see, 18 times 2 is about 37 times.
44.
Okay.
Matthews.
That's actually impressive.
Right, yeah, it was very impressive.
That's actually pretty good.
Let's get a couple more in. Which former Falcons head coach started?
Dan Reeves.
Nope.
Jumped the gun too early there,
Bucky.
Which former Falcons
feel the
head
comeback
coach
coming.
Started as a volunteer assistant defensive line coach at William & Mary in 1994?
Bo, that's Dan Quinn.
That is Dan Quinn. All right, 5-4. Which former NFL coach has a video game named after
Mike? John Madden.
It is John Madden. All right. It is 6-4. Mike has won the first round of Throwback Thursday Trivia. Congratulations,
Mike. I
feel
good about it.
But as you know, Bo can come back very easily next week. And coming up, we've been seeing all the rumors and reports all week. It is here. Trey has been traded. We're going to talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.